Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back, mamas, to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I'm your host, Dory Williams. And y'all, I am thinking of doing two episodes a week, mamas. So you let me know your thoughts because I love pouring into you all and creating a space for you just to take a moment for yourself. Plus, I'm heading into a new season of motherhood where I can make this a little bit more time just to record y'all some extra episodes. So let me know. Anyways, let's talk about the episode for today because I know how precious your time is. So I appreciate you just tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about something so important, especially with the holiday season around the corner. Do you know what it is? You might know from the title of the episode, but it's setting boundaries and prioritizing your wellness. I know it's so easy to just do it all and not ask for help or just go, go, go. Trust me, I have been learning to discipline myself even more when it comes to resting. Like my husband tells me all the time, I have to watch you because you would just find anything to do when you're supposed to be sitting down, not doing anything. But I can't help it. My mind likes to run. I like to find things to do. You know, now I have been way better about this because 3 years ago, after I had my first baby, I did not realize how much I was neglecting myself. I thought I was doing what was best for my family, putting everyone else first, making sure the baby had everything, keeping the house in order, and trying to just be the perfect mom and wife. But you know me, retiring from perfectionism, it's not a real thing, okay? But what ended up happening, I completely burned out. For the first 9 months of motherhood with my first, I gave and gave and gave without stopping to take care of me. From trying to be a great grade level chair at the time, taking care of my team since I was like new in the role, I wanted to make sure they were good, I was good, but also wanting to be the best mom, so I'm making sure that I'm trying to take time for him when I am home. Also trying to spend time with my husband. It was a lot of juggling, you know. And at the time, I was just like, what is going on? I completely forgot about myself. Now, pre-kids, I used to think about myself, but now I'm in a better state. But before, And that's when postpartum depression crept in. I was exhausted, overwhelmed, and disconnected. I did not feel like myself. It felt like no matter how much I did, it was never enough, and I had nothing left to give. I was constantly like, I just need a moment. And I didn't know what it meant at the time. I had to do some deep work on myself to really figure out what I needed and how to make it through that transition. I was lost and I wasn't ready for it. I didn't make that plan for postpartum, how I was going to make time for myself, which is why I do essential postpartum planning guides, because you need to know how to go through that, you know? But it wasn't until I hit rock bottom that I started to realize what was really going on. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't giving myself permission to rest, to slow down, or just be. I was so focused on everybody else. Can you relate to that? That you completely neglect yourself, and that's when things had to change for me. But thankfully, my husband and the grace of God helped me through it. I tried therapy, but at the time, me and my therapist didn't connect on that level since she had no idea what I was going through because she didn't have any kids, which I understand. You know, I'm not knocking her for that. But I could have found another therapist, but I didn't want to go through the process at the time. But looking back, I would have told old me to just take that moment to find a therapist that aligns with what you need. Because sometimes the tedious tasks get you further in what you need. Once I started prioritizing my wellness, even in the smallest ways, everything shifted, y'all. I showed up differently for my family. I had more energy, more patience, and I was able to be present in ways I hadn't been before. Because as a mom, as a woman, I've really learned how you set the foundation of your home. Your energy basically pours out on everyone else. If you're in a good mood, everyone else in a good mood. If you are in a bad mood, everybody else around you gonna be like, what is going on? Like, I don't want to be around her, right? But It makes a difference when you pour into yourself. And guess what? It all started with simple habits, taking me a few minutes for stillness, drinking enough water, eating healthier meals, getting more movement, and just focusing on being present. That means not being on my phone scrolling, sitting there enjoying the company that's in front of me. Now you may be like, these may sound like air quotes, small tasks, but they changed my life for the better. I still utilize these things. A lot of these wellness tips, especially when I had a newborn and a toddler at the same time, y'all, the second postpartum journey was amazing because I used those small tasks because they create habits. I took the time to pour into myself and I didn't let anything stop it. Even if I had to be creative, figure out how can I get this movement in? Do I have to take the kids outside and go on a walk, or do I need to wait until my husband gets home to make that time? I made time because we may not always be able to operate on a schedule because of life happens, right? But if you have that routine to know that by the end of this day, I'm gonna get this done, you're gonna show up different. You're gonna hold yourself accountable. Make it like an appointment with yourself. Check in with yourself. Because even though I had pivoted when needed, it helped so much. And I talk about this more into my new Nurturing the Mama membership, where we dive deep into making you a wellness plan audit so that you can really see what is filling you, what is draining you, what is keeping you from moving forward to feeling like your best self. And mamas, this is what I want for you. I know the holiday season can be a whirlwind of activities and obligations, and it's easy to get lost in the hustle. You're thinking about everybody else. You're thinking about gifts and cooking and everything that comes with the task of the holidays. But trust me when I say, if you don't set boundaries now, if you don't start pouring into yourself, the burnout will catch up. You will not feel like yourself during the holidays. You're going to be like, I just want time alone. I'm drained. I'm tired. And you can say no to different tasks, but you'll feel like you're running on fumes and you won't be able to give your best to anyone, let alone yourself. And that's why I got you. I've created a free 5-day wellness challenge to help you start building small habits of prioritizing your wellness. This challenge is designed to fit into your busy life because I know time is precious, especially as a new mom. All you need is 5 minutes a day. Even if you're a seasoned mama listening to this and you're like, girl, I need to take care of myself, this is for you too. We'll focus on simple but powerful practices like practicing stillness, drinking more water, making time for healthy meals, and learning how to be more present in your day-to-day life. These small shifts can have a big impact on how you feel, both physically and mentally. The best part, we're going to do a meetup at the end, y'all. I'm so excited because I want to connect with y'all. I want to vibe with y'all, answer your questions, because this challenge is completely free. But here's the thing. The doors are only open until this Sunday. This Sunday. So that is, let me check my phone because I'm recording right now and I want to make sure that I get it right for y'all. That means this challenge is going to close on October 6th because we start on October 2nd. You will get an email every day about how you're going to pour into yourself. You get a guide that goes with it. So you can be like, girl, I need something physical. You could print it off, okay? So you got a choice. You can be in or out. But I'm inviting you personally to take this step for you. Don't wait until the burnout hits to start caring for yourself. Create these small habits now. There's a link in the description to join the challenge. And I'll be there with you every step of the way. I'm going to be doing it with myself too, okay? Together, we're going to create those small but meaningful habits that will help you show up as the best version of yourself. And not just for your family, but mama, for you. Remember, mama, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to thrive, not just survive. And I'm not even just talking about for the holiday season. I'm talking about in general. And this is your chance to take that first step. So go ahead, click the link, sign up, and let's make these 5 days the start of something amazing. You got until Sunday to join. I can't wait to see you inside. All right, that's it for today. Mamas, thank you so much for listening. If this episode resonated with you, share it with another mom who could use some extra support and rate my show. Let other mamas know what you think about this episode. And as always, keep nurturing yourself. Until next time, take care. And remember, you are worthy of wellness. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.